Coming. And just be careful, because it's so messy here. And there is our living room. Two people live here. Across the living room. And you can see here, that's three bedrooms. Two people share one room. Besides, there are one kitchen and one bathroom. Actually, we don't want to share the house with so many people, but the rent is so expensive. We don't have any other choice.
Sharing a house with other people might be a great choice to save money. It's especially common among people with less money and students. Subletting a house is something that's perfectly legal to do, according to policy worker Toby Archer at Tenants Union of Victoria.
A landlord can't unreasonably withhold their consent for a subtenancy. So if you're renting a property and you want some people to come in and become subtenants, you should certainly seek the consent of your landlord.
However, when subletting becomes a problem, it really brings lots of troubles.
There are two disputes. The subtenant and the head tenant have a falling out over whatever issue, the other one is where the head tenant and the property owner, the landlord, have a dispute. The former are usually around payment of rent or around repairs. The latter are often around the question of whether or not the landlord wants to consent to having somebody sublet their property. They're typically quite concerning because often they will, particularly for a subtenant, they will be a situation where they're facing eviction if their problem can't be resolved.
Sydney is a student who shared a house with other people before. She just can't forget that day when she was forcing to leave the house. Sydney's experience also showed that people sometimes choose to keep silence but not to take action to protect their rights.
I was living on Kyunga Street back in 2008. I only had a written contract with my landlord. Because back in the day, I didn't know that I need to have an official contract to, live in a place. And one day, my landlord came to me and she was like, "You have to move out because my mother is coming down and she wanted to give my room to her mom to stay in Australia." But I was like, "We've had an agreement that I'll stay here for a year and it's only been 9 months. I still have 3 months to live here." And she was like, "No, I'm the boss here. I'm the landlord and we don't have official contract. So I'm asking you to move out and you have to move out." I was like, "This is not fair." And she's like, "If you don't move out, I will throw out all your properties." And I didn't know who to talk to about this thing. How should I have reacted there?
Here, whether the unofficial contract has legal effects is a tricky question, because there was no written agreement from the landlord. Sub-landlords usually don't have the consent from the owner of the house. But as tenants, they still have the rights to pursue the fire treatment.
If there are things in your tenancy agreement which are real, unlawful or unfair, you can still challenge them. Just because you've signed the agreement, that does not mean that you're necessarily bound by it if it's inconsistent with the law or it's unfair.
According to Toby Yatcher, there are quite clear protections before the law for top tenants. For example, head tenant should lodge bonds they collected to the bonds authority. Subtenants should get a rent receipt and rents shouldn't keep increasing. But people often don't know their rights and obligations. Rachel is also a subtenant who lost her bonds just because of a hook spot.
Well, I live in my last place for around 6 months when I plan to move out. The second house law refused to return my bonds. He told me that I destroyed his wall. But in fact, I just dig a spark hook on the wall. And I got his agreement to do that, but at that time he denied it. And if he didn't tell me about the bond authority, I really have no idea where my bonds should go to.
Rachel lost her bonds because her landlord didn't lodge the money to the bonds authority. But sub-landlords also had their own reasons for not lodging the bonds. One sub-landlord who didn't want to tell his real name explained to us.
As a sub-landlord myself, right, I find it problematic to collect bonds and lodging it because, like, most of the time, the tenants that I lend it out to do not stay for a definite amount of time. And the fact that most of them are like me, we find it quite a problematic to lodge it with the bond authority, and they do not have the problem of handing me the money and me myself keeping it informally.
Actually, the bonds collected by the head tenant must be lodged to the bonds authority in Australia.
That is, the issue of bonds is always a real problem with subletting.